His name is Rick Sinclair. My name is Al Coombs. Thanks so much for being with us. Next guest, his name is Robert Perry. He's with a website called greengrouch.com. And basically, greengrouch.com is making Kermit the Frog out to be a liar. Because according to them, it is easy to be green. See what I did there, Rick? You see? It sounded far more clever in my head than it did coming out. And anyway, Robert Perry joins us on the phone right now in London. We have a little bit of work to do. Robert, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing there, Al? How's lovely London today?
Lovely London is doing pretty good, but from your website I'm learning we could be a little bit greener. Is that what I'm learning from the greengrouch.com?
Well, London's running in the middle of the pack right now in the Greenest Canadian City Challenge.
Now, go over this. What exactly is greengrouch.com, first of all?
Well, it's a website, and you go there, and you sign in, and you pick your city. There's 50 cities across Canada, and you pick your city, which would be London, and then you do a weekly checklist, which is a 10-point checklist, and you get points which automatically go to your city of London.
And so essentially what you're doing is you want all of London to build an account on the Green Grouch. And then every week you give me a checklist, and let me just pull up a checklist right here. I got it in front of me. So observed a meatless Monday, used cloth grocery bag, and then I get points for doing all of those. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. So your previous week, you check off what you did. Did you check your tire air pressure, and you get points. And then you just submit, and it automatically adds your points to your city.
I love that.
It's simple.
So how many cities are in here?
There's 50 cities across Canada, right from Vancouver to St. John's. Ontario has about 18 cities.
And as far as Ontario goes, do you have in front of you how London is in at least Ontario?
London's doing around, it's about the middle of the pack, around 28th, I'd say.
No, that's the wrong side of the middle of the pack there, Robert. We can do better than that. We're London, Ontario. We can do better than that.
You can move up very quickly. Cape Breton was where you were about 2 weeks ago, and then we did some radio interviews there, and they're up to eighth place. So you can move up very quickly, and you've got a whole year. It ends on Earth Day of 2012, so you got a whole year to catch up.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm digging this. All right, I thought that we had a time limit here. So this is going to start on Earth Day, which is on Friday.
Yeah, well, you can sign in right now. The website is up, and, you know, some cities have a couple weeks, start on you, but, you know, that's only a couple weeks. You can catch up very quickly.
With how green we are, my man, we can catch up very easily. With Robert Perry, Robert Perry is with greengrouch.com. You need to jump on this website. You need to set up an account and go through the weekly checklists because London is on the wrong side of the halfway mark right now. Looks like Grand Prairie, Alberta is leading right now. What happened in Grand Prairie that got them all started on this?
Well, what happened in little town of Grand Prairie is their mayor went to council, and they issued a challenge, a formal letter, and they challenged all the other cities in Alberta to this challenge. And then Red Deer also issued a challenge to Grand Prairie, and then they met and had a photo op and called each other little pipsqueaks and stuff. And, you know, they got into it. So they mobilized their citizens. And, you know, smaller a city is, sometimes you can mobilize people. You're not so, you know, fragmented as, like, Toronto or something.
Well, now, but what's funny, though, is you look at Toronto, and the top two Ontario teams are Ottawa and Toronto, and London's got a little bit of a rivalry, you see, with Toronto. And so maybe that's what we need to do is get in touch with the people in Toronto and start a rivalry there. How does
exactly,
that sound?
Exactly. And, if you can get your – we did email all the mayors in the 50 cities and told them about the challenge, and would you challenge another city? You know, it's very simple. And like I say, two of them did it. There's a couple that are said they're going to bring it into council, like Hamilton said they're going to bring it in to council. Of course, you got to vote, right? Everybody has to say, yeah, okay, we'll do it. I mean, it's not like you're doing much. Like, all you're doing is you write a little formal letter, you send it to another city. So it's like a hockey challenge, right?
Right, yeah.
You just challenge another city. And then, of course, once you start seeing, hey, that other city's getting ahead of you, right, that's when everybody gets into it.
Right, I hear you. Speaking with Robert Perry, he's with greengrouch.com. Jump onto the website. Make sure you do sign up for a new account and help London jump up from the wrong side of the halfway mark in this 50-city challenge. Looking at the weekly checklist, it looks like they're all fairly easy things to do. Is that kind of the point of this, is make sure that it's not a whole necessarily a lifestyle change, but the little things that we can do?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, for instance, your cloth grocery bags. You know, I think some people, like, want to bring it, but they just kind of forget to bring it. So, you know what happens is, okay, you stick it on your doorknob, your front door, right? And then when you go out, you go, okay, I'll bring them with me into the car, right?
Right.
Then once you start doing it for a couple weeks, you just, like, I know myself, I used to forget all the time. Now I do it every day. I just remember to do it. It's just second nature. Same as your coffee cup, same kind of thing. Oh, you remember to bring it with me. And you get points for it.
Awesome idea, man. I love this. GreenGrouch.com is the website. Listen, Robert, we've got 3 days of a head start. Friday is when the official start comes in, so we can basically amount points, and then we've got a full year, right?
Exactly, and you can sign in from anywhere. You don't have to be in London. All you do is you just sign up, and you pick London, and then whenever you get the email once a week, you just check off the 10 things. It takes 1 minute, and shitty gets points. You can also, if you refer other people, there's a referral system where if you refer other people's emails, and once they sign up, you automatically get 5 points for each person.
Love it. Listen, Robert, best of luck with this. Keep in touch, yeah?
Okay, thanks a lot, Al.
All right, that's Robert Perry from GreenGrouch.com. Miranda Chan has news next. This is News Talk 1290 CJBK. Berms for